Ihr könnt mir jetzt aber nicht sagen, dass ich euch keinen Gefallen mit K-Pop getan habe.
Und das war Blackpink.
Ja.
Sag uns ein bisschen über diese Blackpink.
Also ich weiß, dass sie eine sehr, sehr, sehr berühmte Girlgroup sind. Deswegen habe ich auch wahrscheinlich über dich herausgefunden, weil meine Freundin, meine Bestie, hat mir gesagt, ja, komm, hör mal zu Blackpink. Und als erstes war ich nur so, boah, nee, ich mag das nicht. Aber nach 3 Jahren habe ich das wieder angefangen zu hören und dann dachte ich mir so, ich mag das.
Wow, so das wird 3 Jahre Zeit.
Ja.
So, Wenn du das erste Mal das gehört, das war wie viel Jahre alt war, weißt du?
Ich weiß nicht, 4.
Also 4 und dann später 3 Jahre, bei 7, wenn du 7 oder 8, wenn du hast das gehört und du hast, you loved it.
Ja.
Wie, also, erinnerst du, do you remember why you didn't like it?
I don't know, I just said there an other, I didn't like this music. I liked more Britney Spears at that time.
So, Vera, that means I understand that you were first listening to the playlist from your family.
Yes.
And then this was one introduced by your friend, by your bestie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And now this is all about this age where we are from the age of about 6 to 8 to about 13. Today is all about this age and what we listen to in this age and what we think about at this age, because it is an age that all of us go through.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice to know. Things change, opinions change, you know, the preferences change. Of course, preferences have got nothing to do with what is already there. These songs are there. Whether you like them or I like them doesn't really make so much of a difference because they are there. And Blackpink. Do you have anything else to say about Blackpink? Because what I understood is this is now into in Korean and English.
Yes.
Okay.
Because K-pop is like this. It don't needs to be just Korean. It needs to be one line needs to be Korean that it's K-pop.
Also das meinst auch mit der Lieder in Deutschland. Also ich verstehe nicht so viel von der deutsche Lieder, aber ich mag die Lieder wegen der Musik und alle. Das ist gleich, oder?
Ja. Nur, dass die halt da keine koreanischen Sätze drin sagen.
Okay. So, super. Weil wir alle haben das Gleiche. Weil wir hören Lieder von afrikanischer Musik oder andere Musik von anderen Ländern. Und das meint nicht, dass wir muss das immer wissen, was genau er sagt.
Ja.
Oder? Weil das ist Musik. Wir können das einfach, we can just celebrate this as well. Okay. And then you find out a group like Seven and they are saying things like something which you said that you don't want to know. So, when kommt diese Lieder mit diesen schwierigen Texten, wie weiß schon, wie funktioniert das und wie müssen wir reagieren? Oder? Verstehst du das alle? Das Text ist egal.
Tatsächlich. Yeah.
Weil das ist irgendwie Sprache und irgendein different language and different style of speaking or different style of saying the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, ja, weil Enrique Iglesias Beispiel hat eine große Lied. Und das Lied war mit zwei Versionen. Eins war nicht für die Kinder. Und eins war für die Kinder. Okay? In what Lied war nicht für die Kinder, the word fuck was used. Okay? Genau. She's hitting her hand on her head right now, just for you to know what's going on in the studio. So, we are very conscious, even at this age, how we need to be in society and not really, you know, just like put out bad language from her mouth every time because it's like bad smell.
Yeah.
So this is already understood, but it is so well understood that even a song which has these elements, it doesn't influence you.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you talk like that or make you become like that, you know.
Mm.
It's very nice about this age. Big ups.
Just, I want to say the song Seven from Jungkook, that with that maybe not so nice word.
Yeah, I want to fuck you all night long, something like this, you know, yeah. Then, sorry, I didn't mean to, oops. Yeah, I don't mean to bring this up and bring up an embarrassing moment for you, but yeah, tell me, what were you saying?
This song also has two versions. There's, yes.
Okay.
But these are like this, the first version with the not so good word is without the video, but the video is not bad. It's just like this dance video, not bad video.
Okay.
And the second version is like this better.
Better, because it's without this word.
Yes.
Okay. So, that's it for you also to listen. All the listeners, if you are listening into this, even though this song is coming with this text, the video is very clean. It's a dance video, just for everyone to know and clarify
maybe
with.
Not dance video, it's like this more that how
entertainment that, video.
No, like this, the girl in that video from who he's talking don't wants to talk with him and goes away. And then she's in the train and he's walking on the train and like this always. Or he gets banged from a car because he wants to go
back. Okay. It's like you're going after someone you might like.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make her feel nice about you maybe.
Yeah, but she's not interested.
She's not interested.
Also, because they also showed in that video in where he was like this dead in his grave, but it was not like this. It was not looking bad, it was looking actually nice. And then where he, because that was the part where that rapper was singing, there they showed how he was dead there. And then he started to sing one more time after the part with the rapping. And then he said like this, the same lines and blah blah blah, and the girl was just like this. Ah, why he stood up from his dad?
Okay. So actually, looks like the song is making fun of that line.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he keeps on saying, I want to fuck you or something of that sort, till he dies and he continues saying that. And the girl is still telling him, no, sorry, ciao.
Yeah.
Like, you know, very good. So it's a different take on something like this. Of course, when you hear the line just in the radio, you don't know what this is all about, you know. It's only when someone is like tuned into it more pretty, then they understand more. Otherwise, I mean, a small mind could immediately say, oh my God, maybe we shouldn't listen to this. But yeah, life is open and so is the world. And you decide what you would like to listen to. That's as free as can be. What were you saying about the next song? How You Like That.
How You Like That, that's also from Blackpink.
Blackpink, huh?
Yes.
And what do you know about the song?
It's cool. Everyone who likes it is cool.
How You Like That.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. Here it is on Spotify, of course. And let's see what this one sounds like.
Blackpink in your area. 보란 듯이 무너졌어 바닥을 뚫고 지하까지 엊그처럼 잡겠다고 저 높이 두 손을 뻗어봐도 다시 캄캄한 이 곳에 light up the sky 네 두 눈을 보며 kiss you bye 실컷 비웃어라 꼴조니까 이젠 너의 하나 둘 셋 how you like that
Okie dokie, that was Blackpink. And we are looking for another song right now. But in the meanwhile, since we are still looking, what is this one all about? How You Like That? How You Like That? How You Like That? Tell me.
I like it very much. That was also my first song what I heard from Blackpink. And I love Blackpink, I love BTS, I love K-pop, I love music.
Well, Seoul City, Gyeonggi,
Jenny.
This is the one we are looking for.
Yes.
And it sounds a little bit like this.
My thigh, tell me what put you in that mind. Frame it up, draw me in, do me right. Don't you dare leave my sight. I could be your price. Pick me up, flying lights, paradise in Soul City. I see your soul, Soul City. I see your soul, yeah. Japanese, I said hype, hype. That's my life, life, baby. I'm a rock star.
Been on a mission, but they call me catch and kill. I'm stealing diamonds, make them chase me for the thrill. Been MIA, BKK, so pretty. Every city that I go's my city.
Gold tea, sitting on a dash. She a rock star. Make your favorite singer wanna rap, baby. La la, Lisa, can you teach me Japanese?
Dipping out of base, sit just like a ponzu. It's a fast life, it's an attitude. Put it on a calendar, tell me when to come through. Yes, yes, I can spend it, yes, yes. No pretending,
tight dress,
I'll be sent it,
oh shit.
Lisa rapping. Been on a mission, but they call me catch and kill. I'm stealing diamonds, make them chase me for the thrill. Been MIA, BKK, so pretty. Every city that I go's my city.
Gold tea, sitting on a dash. She a rock star, favorite singer wanna rap, baby. La la, Lisa, can you teach me Japanese? I said hype, hype. That's my life, life, baby. I'm a rock star. Goatee sitting on a dash. She a rock star. Make your favorite singer wanna rap, baby. La la, Lisa, can you teach me Japanese? I said hype, hype. That's my life, life, baby. I'm a rock star.
I'm a rock star. I'm a rock star. Is that hype?
Rockstar, I'm a rockstar. Is that hype, hype, baby? Do you rock hard? Fool, and the music going. Fool, and the girls are posing. Fool.
What do you wanted to say?
Nothing. I wanted to say on the end.
This is the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. When BTS or Blackpink sees this playlist and podcast, you're cool. Can I have your number?
Lovely one. So, rock star. We are all rock stars here in the house. How is this song coming to your mind? When did you first hear the song? From the BTS playlist only, no?
No.
This is Lisa.
Yes, this is Lisa from Blackpink.
From Blackpink, okay.
That's also my favorite. That's my favorite singer, but still, Jungkook is number one by my favorite singers.
Jungkook. This guy who's in heaven. Okay, yeah, but good one. Just to let everybody know again who's tuned into this show right now, this is Newcomer News, the show for newcomers, people come in new and everything new. It's on Radio Gustavele 96.6 FM, and today is all about being a person who is between the ages about 6 to 8 till 13. We are all of this age right now on this show, and we are thinking from this point of view. And we are listening to this playlist from one of the songs from one of the people from this type of age group. And the next song, before I keep rambling on, what is the name of the next song?
Butter.
Butter?
Yes.
Butter. This is in English, no, this song?
Yes.
Okay.
It's from BTS.
BTS. Let's see if we find this one. Butter, BTS.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what it sounds like then, yeah? Let's see.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade, stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that. Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to do. I got the superstar glow, so ooh,
do the booty line.
Sidestep right left to my beat. High like the moon, rock with me, baby. Know that I got the heat. Let me show you, cause talk is cheap.
Sidestep right left to my beat. Don't need no usher to remind me you got it bad.
Ain't no other that can sweep you up like a rubber. Straight up, I
gotcha,
making you fall like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm what your heart into too. I got the superstar glow, so ooh,
to the boogie line.
Sidestep right left to my beat.
Got the right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibes. Move like haters.
Fresh boy, pull up and we lay low. All the plans get moving when the bass low. Got the army right behind us when we say so. Let's go.
Talking about artist names, what would be yours if you were to ask you just like randomly? See, today the deal is like this. We bring in a person from this age group And she was of the opinion that she would not like to mention her name or where she comes from and things like this, because she would like to keep it open. So, this is someone new. So, it's fitting into the newcomer news show, which is the show which is going on right now. It's news, news from new things and new people who are coming to this Radio Vustavele radio station, 96.6 FM. And, yeah, so the question is, since there is an anonymous guest with us whom we respect totally with her anonymity, the funny question here is, if you were to have a name, a kunstlerisches Namen, would it be something like Fischstäbchen?
No.
Speisegal?
No, it would be I'm an army. Yeah.
What would it be?
I am an army.
You are an army?
That's army is like this, the symbolic. BTS named their fans like this. Army.
Oh, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're part of the BTS fan club.
Yeah.
I mean, army sounds a little bit too dangerous. Please, stay away from this word.
Still, I'm an army.
Oh, you like the cool starkness in this world.
But when you don't like that name, then it would be Love BTS and Blackpink.
Yeah, but that can't be your artist name, yeah. Because that means you're only
I know,
of one particular.
But still.
Okay, we have fans in the house, and that's lovely. And hopefully, we can even get some replies from this group from BTS. We are going to attempt to do this. Let's see what happens. We're just going to take a small email, maybe, and write to this BTS and Blackpink.
That's really difficult. They're worldwide stars.
So, but there is something called a PR team, wherein the PR team listens to all the incoming mails and things like this, and they keep a track of it. And then they give a representation to this artist. Like, I was working with this artist who was also in Bollywood, and he was very famous, and he had a huge fan following all over the world. Okay, and then he made a children's movie, and then he had a children fan following. So what they did was, they were telling him like, okay, you're getting now about 20 million letters. but they were not telling him everything what each letter said. They were telling him, okay, we like the team was reading the letters. There were a group of 506 people who were involved in reading these letters only, and then classifying them into, okay, there are letters who are talking about your physique, there are letters who are talking about your singing, there are letters who are talking about your dancing, there are letters, you know, they were categorizing this so he understands the type of input he's getting from his fans. Okay, so suppose you become a big star.
Okay, but I am a star. No, I'm making fun.
Good one, good one. These are the ages of the present times. This is coming from the year, the ages from 6 to 8 to about 16. In this time period that we all were,
what?
How did it look? How did the world look? What would be your next suggestion, Vorschlag?
I didn't get what you wanted to tell me.
We are doing a Dinglish round here. What is your next suggestion for the song? Is it Taste?
Yes, Taste from Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter, okay. This is something which you heard when? When did you hear Sabrina Carpenter?
I hear her from radio, but not Taste the song. I heard it like this Espresso, that song. And I really love her voice, because this, I looked which songs she has. I cannot more speak English, never mind.
Okay, then, and the song comes.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were you saying?
And like this, I found Sabrina Carpenter. But in that video, when someone knows the movie Wednesday,
the character Wednesday, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her real name is Jenna Ortega, and she also played in that video.
in this video.
Yes, but taste. When someone don't likes to see blood, don't look that video. It's just...
Of course, we are not into video at all. We're just into radio and listening to the minds of the ages where we all went through. And this is what it says to these minds. So imagine all of us right now, listening into this, were between the ages of about 8 to 13. And this is how we understood what this song sounds like.
Oh, I leave quite an impression, 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
꺼져 내가 도망칠 수 없게 꽉 쥐고 나 흔들어줘 내가 정신 못 차리게 Kiss me on the lips, lips on my lips 너란 감옥에 중독돼 깊이 네가 아닌 다른 사람 선 비즈 노트 알면서도 삼켜버린 독이들 선
비단 눈물 내 마지막 춤을 다 가져가
Because yes, we are in the middle of a lovely conversation with the age group that we are targeting in the show exclusively is between the ages of 6 to about 6 or 7 till about 13. Okay, so the playlist that we are playing this time is from some of the humans from this age, and we also have some input on this age. And since there is somebody in the studio with us who would love to be respectfully anonymous, there is a lovely question, another new thema. Wir können sprechen in Deutsch auch, weil viele lieben das Thema. Wenn jemand kommt in diese Zeit, zwischen 6 Jahre alt und 13 ungefähr. Make-up. Alle kommen mit diesem Thema. You know, everybody meets this Thema for the first time in their lives and they start to use it for the first time in their lives or abuse it. This is Make-up. Was ist deine Meinung?
Meine Meinung wäre, du kannst das ja gerne machen, nur halt das Ding ist, mach das nicht zu früh, weil wenn du es jetzt so mit 10 Jahren richtig viel Make-up und bla 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 trägst, dann sieht das halt auch komisch aus. Man sollte schon ein bisschen warten. Ich meine, man kann das ja gern machen, aber dann muss man es auch dann sollte man nicht beleidigt sein, wenn jemand sagt, ja, Bro, du bist zu jung dafür, weil mit 10 finde ich es auch ein bisschen jung halt. Man kann...
So meinst du, wenn wir sind alte, dann kann man...
Nein, ich meine so, man kann das gern machen, nur halt man muss dann auch damit rechnen, dass man dann Pickel hat und die Haut dann nicht mehr so gut atmen kann. Deswegen sollte man auch kein... Also man sollte schon manchmal, wenn man möchte, aber man sollte nicht jeden Tag Make-up tragen, weil das verstopft die Poren und dann bekommst du Pickel und es ist auch echt ungesund. Deswegen sollte man darauf achten, dass man auch dazu sowas wie Micellenwasser oder Skincare benutzt. Micellenwasser ist so, dass es die Poren öffnet und das sollte man auch halt Make-up auch nur benutzen, wenn es zum Beispiel ein besonderer Anlass ist und ich bin jetzt so, ich will nicht mein genaues Alter sagen, aber ich bin so zwischen 10 und 11 Jahren. Und ich persönlich benutze kein Make-up. Ich habe es einmal ausprobiert, um Fotos zu machen mit meiner Freundin. Mhm. Aber das habe ich auch so nach 2 Minuten abgewaschen, weil ich war nur so, boah, nee, Bro, kein Bock. Aber ich benutze Skincare, was viel besser ist. Man muss da aber auch sehr aufpassen, weil das Ding ist, wenn man zum Beispiel einfach in den Laden geht, so denkt, ah ja, geil, ich nehme das jetzt einfach mal, weil das so cool aussieht und diese YouTuberin hatte das. Das sollte man nicht machen, weil man weiß nicht, ob das gut für deine Haut ist, weil die YouTuberin, du bist nicht so, du bist jemand anderes, du bist nicht Britney Spears, du bist du selber. Deswegen sollte man gucken, dass es nicht sehr, also es sollte was Leichtes sein, nicht zu stark und da sollte auch keine Hyaluronsäure drin sein, wenn du sehr jung bist, weil das ist nur für Falten dann. Wenn du halt älter bist und Falten hast, dann passiert bei deiner Haut nichts, wenn du Hyaluronsäure drauf machst, weil du es vielleicht zu oft benutzt hast, wenn du jung warst. Deswegen immer Produkte nehmen, die natürlich sind und nicht zu stark sind.
Aha, weil I remember you laughing at some girls and some elderly ladies, you know, with your friends the last time we were meeting because they had so much of makeup on. their makeup was entering the room before them. You know, it was almost like that. But yes, I understand. So you're saying that people make fun of you sometimes when you overdo things.
Not me, but some other ones, because also my friend told me that she saw a small kid what was maybe 3 years old and it was coming with handy and makeup and she was just thinking, what is this? With 3 years I was thinking I was a flying unicorn, so
well, you thought you were a flying unicorn. I was thinking I was a white guy in a like really really white guy, because my mom, when I was 3, she used to put powder on my skin, you know. You know, talcum powder. And it would make me look white like a ghost, but everybody would find that very cute. Of course, when we are all small, when we are super cute, and then look what happens to us. But yes, as we grow and as we come to this time when we have these playlists going on, we have these new things like makeup, and these can totally crash into people's lives, you know. First of all, it's expensive.
Yes.
You know, it's super expensive. And when you want the real natural makeup, it's even more expensive.
I was just wanted to buy a lip gloss and I was, the price was making me so sad. I was just like, this, why?
Yeah, because it's a business, no? It's also a health business. So that means everybody would like to make money on something like this because they know that you may have a liking for this.
Yes.
So do you think it's good to have a liking for makeup? Or I mean, I understand from your opinion that it's nice to once in a while maybe indulge in something here and there, but natural only. And it's not good to indulge. Why? Because it may spoil your skin totally. Your skin is very lovely and it has pores, and that is why you need to take care of it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is there anything else you would like to tell the people from here? Because you see, you are from this age.
Yes.
So you know how it feels to think like that. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to be shiny and have this gloss all over yourself and it looks so pretty and things like this. But there is money involved here.
Yeah. That's making me so sad. No, really. It's so expensive. But the good thing is when it's not my money.
That's very honest of you. But let's get to another very important side. You said when it's bio and things like this, it's expensive. But that means it's bio. That means it's natural. That means you can also make some natural remedies for your face.
Yes.
Ah.
You can make.
And you've been listening to podcasts where these girls are telling you about what all you can do for your face. Suppose you were having a podcast right now. And you were to be telling the girls from your age how to do something natural for your skin without buying anything, without spending money of somebody else. What would it be?
I know in Goa or in like this, never mind, in Goa, there you can go somewhere in the jungle and there these mud like this.
You can have a mud bath, what?
Yes.
Oh, very, very interesting. So you recommend something natural like this?
Yes, but you need to
know
that there are also you can go there, but the thing is you need to wait till it's dry, and when it's dry you're like this, you cannot move, you're feeling so.
Because it's like the wet skin which is on your body.
Yeah, and
when it dries up it becomes like a little bit of a muddy patch.
Yes.
And then it cracks.
Mm-hmm, and that's not the best feeling.
I like that feeling, because then I like that cracking part, and then you have to remove it from your skin. But then you put water and you wash it off. No?
Yes,
it
then you should go easily. Somewhere in the sea, and there it will go off.
Wash it away.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody was to ask you for a podcast or things like this on beauty tips, and giving the best tip from your side would be something like going to a place like this where you can have a mud bath, a natural mud bath.
Yes, or you can also buy something that is a little bit expensive, but
that is the part we were not asking. No, I was asking on the natural lines. Of course, you can always buy something and you can always spend money, but that will be somebody else's money.
But sometimes it's my money.
Ah,
when it's not expensive.
Well, it's not expensive, it's your money.
Yeah.
Well, these are the stories from the minds of a lovely person who is something between the age of 8 to 13. This is the age group. And nice to know, very nice to know that you can do natural things for yourself instead of makeup that you buy.
But you can buy makeup and use it, but not so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's not to stop somebody from doing what they want to do.
Yes.
But it's seeing what can be best for Mother Nature as well.
Mm.
Yeah, because when you throw your makeup out in the wash basin and on the ground after washing it, that is chemicals going into the Mother Earth also, you know.
Mm.
So there is a lot of things that you don't want to promote. You would like to promote something natural that is good for you and for the nature, etc., etc.
Mm.
Very nice to know. Now, we have a lot that we have discussed, and this time this small patch was about makeup.
Yes.
We will see what we can talk about next, but what is the next song you had for us? Fire.
Flowers. Here's
Flower. By
M. Jisoo.
Jisoo.
Yes.
By Jisoo, you said?
Yes, by Jisoo, I said.
Who is Jisoo?
She's also from Blackpink.
From Blackpink. Okay, so how many people are there in Blackpink?
4.
And how many people are there in BTS?
7.
Ah, okay. And there were some more names. And these Blackpink and BTS are coming from the K-pop genre of music. Okay. And some more names from this K-pop would be?
From other K-pop groups.
Yeah.
There's also a K-pop group Twice. There's a K-pop group Stray Kids. They're now very popular. I cannot more speak English.
Wir können Deutsch reden.
Die sind wirklich populär. And there are G-Idle, Elite, ITZY,
Yeah, good Kanuk. This thing is from the K-pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Okie dokie dann. Und jetzt hier ist Jisoo. Jisoo is eine von der Fear von?
Blackpink.
Blackpink. And this is how Jisoo sounds like.
Hey!
end. What was this one about?
That was the beauty from Korea.
Beauty from Korea?
Yes.
Who's this beauty from Korea, yeah? Jisoo. Jisoo.
Yes.
Why do you call her beauty from Korea?
Because she's just looking so beautiful. I like her hair and I like her voice. Why is she so beautiful? I don't understand this.
Why not? So, suddenly somewhere in the picture we were talking about things and then you came across this place called Goa.
Yes.
So you've been traveling.
Yes.
Very good. Do you know some song from Goa?
Yes, my grandma was singing in Goa some songs.
Wow, your grandma, she's a singer?
Yes.
Very nice. And tell us more.
She's a singer, but like it's not worldwide. Just she's in a theater in Goa. There she's singing. There she's acting. I don't know how long she's doing this. 50 years, maybe.
Okay. And she has a song.
Yes.
And what is this song all about?
That's like this a song for sleeping.
A lullaby.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Very nice. So now that we have heard a lot of things from your playlist, you also have another song from another country that you visited. And this is in another language. What language is this?
Konkani.
Oh.
That's like this a language. They just speak it in India or Goa. Maybe India, not so much.
So, yes. Now, this is a song which will probably make us go to sleep. So, we are also putting it towards the end of this program. And if we have time, we will be there to say goodbye at the end because it's been a lovely chat with the age group and thinking about the age group and thinking from the age group between about 7 or 8 till 13. We have a lovely guest in the studio and she would not like herself to be known by her name.
But what I can say, mein Name startet mit A und mein Name endet auch mit A.
Okie dokie. That's all that you get from us. And now for this song. Maybe we can even keep it so we can listen to it when we go to sleep because this is a lullaby. All the way from Goa.
No.
And that was Baba Mozo. It means my son. You know, my Baba is actually a word for boy, but it can also be used for child. So my child, like, you know. And that was someone called Sharon from Goa, who's the grandmother of the guest in our studio today.
No, Love BTS is my name.
Is your favorite, but okay, fine, we get it. And what is the name of this song that you keep playing, Manchild?
Yes.
Okay, so now this was the show talking about the age group from somewhere around 6 to 8 till about 13, and this is my favorite song from the playlists of this age group of these times.
Bye, BTS, Blackpink, give me your numbers. Bye.
Oh boy.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. For it.